Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Joining us today is Mayor DeZine, Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent, Caitlin Barthol. Good morning, Caitlin.
Good morning.
Thank you for joining us. We've got a couple of different topics, wildly different, but still both pretty valuable. And why don't you take us into the first one, which was mulching your maters?
Yeah, so kind of right now, hopefully all of you guys have your tomatoes already planted. If not, just try and get those in the ground as soon as you can. And then just a little quick tidbit on tomatoes. They perform best when they have regulated soil moisture. One way to help with that is putting mulch down. So mulch provides many different benefits in the garden, mainly because it helps maintain moisture levels, as well as they suppress the weeds, which is always a good thing. Growing up, having to pick out the weeds in the garden wasn't my favorite thing. So put down the mulch. That kind of helps suppress those weeds. Then also, it keeps our soil temperatures from getting too hot or too cold. And also, mulching helps keep that soil from being exposed. Exposed soil can develop a crust on the surface from going back and forth between the wet and the dry conditions that we know we can have. A crusty soil surface restricts that airflow and inhibits water absorption. Putting a layer of mulch down will just help prevent that soil from crusting over. So you might ask, what's the best type of mulch to use? Honestly, straw is probably the most popular for tomatoes. If you are using hay, you got to be careful with hay because hay can introduce some weed seeds in that hay. So kind of be careful if you do have to use hay, but straw is kind of your better choice. You can use grass clippings, but if that lawn was treated with Drive herbicide, those clippings, you don't want to use those. You don't want to have that treatment transfer over to your tomatoes. But if you're able to use dry herbicide-free grass clippings, those can be used. And then you might ask, okay, well, I have my mulch. How much do I put around the tomatoes? Do a thin layer, about 2 to 3 inches of that straw or the grass clippings. And that helps keep the weeds down, help keep the soil moisture and the soil temperatures right where they need to be. So just a little quick tad bit on mulching those tomatoes.
Sounds like some good advice. And other topic you've got for us today, fairly important one, I'd say, ATV safety. Specifically for kids.
Yes. I mean, it's for kids, but also adults. You guys can keep this in mind as well. So I know it's summertime. I can't believe it's already summertime. But kids are out of school. They might be wanting to go. They have an ATV and they want to go out riding with their friends or with their families. I just have a couple of safety tips I want you guys to keep in mind. All right. I know it's so fun just to jump on and hightail it out in the field or down the road with your friends. But please, we want you guys to be able to have fun, but mainly for you guys to stay safe. So some safety tips I want to share with you guys today is, first and foremost, if you guys are driving an ATV, please have all the correct safety equipment or gear on. And what do I mean by that? Please have a Department of Transportation, a DOT-type helmet on, whether that is a motorbike-type helmet or an actual ATV-type helmet, please make sure it has the DOT stamped on the back. Those are the best helmets to have on when you guys are driving ATVs, as well as we like for you guys to have a long-sleeve t-shirt or a jacket on to cover those arms, as well as some full-length jeans or sweats, something to cover your legs, and, of course, over-the-ankle boots, mainly because where your feet are located is right there pretty close to all the engine, and that area of the ATV gets really hot. So please do not wear flip-flops when you're driving your ATVs. And then also, you guys, wear some gloves. You might be out driving in the field, might have to go back by some trees or some brush. We're just trying to keep you guys from getting skinned up or cuts and stuff all over your body. So try and keep pretty much all your body covered, whether that's with a long-sleeve shirt, some jeans, over the ankle boots, and of course that helmet. And with the helmet, make sure you have some eye protection, so some goggles. Just make sure that way you're not having any bugs fly into your eyes when you're driving, or you're going by a tree branch and the branch hits you in the face. Another one is when you're driving down the road and you might have to cross a paved road. ATVs are designed to be off the highway. They're not designed to go on paved roads. But I know sometimes you do have to cross them. So if you do have to cross over paved roads, please go slow. And then also, please try and drive or ride the ATV that is correct for your age. No matter what ATV you're on, they do have warning signs on what age you're supposed to be driving for that machine. Now, I know your parents may ask you to drive ATV, say, from a pasture to pasture, and if you have to drive a bigger unit, please just go slow. That is a lot of horsepower for somebody, so please follow the directions. Try and drive an ATV that is supposed to be built for you, for your age, but if you do have to get on a bigger unit, please just go slow, all right? The last one I'm going to hit you guys with today, I know it's pretty fun to grab your friend and put them on the back of your ATV, but if your ATV is not designed for two people, you guys could get injured. So please never carry a passenger on a single rider ATV. We do have ATVs that are designed to carry two people. So if you only have a single rider ATV, please do not carry somebody on the back or on the front, because those ATVs are not built for that. Those are kind of the main tips I want you guys to remember. I want you guys to have fun, but at the end of the day, we want you guys to come home safe and sound. So please have fun, but please wear those safety equipment and please drive slow and follow the rules.
Please tell me you haven't actually seen somebody riding an ATV while wearing flip-flops.
No, I have not.
Okay.
I've done it in a tennis shoe, but I've never done it in flip-flops, mainly because my ankles got too hot.
Oh, yes.
So, yeah. No, please wear those tennis shoes, or better yet, those over-the-ankle boots. I know that's not the funnest clothes to be in, especially during summertime, but we are really trying to keep you guys safe and sound.
And if you're out in the brush and your ATV happens to break down and you need to hike back, you're going to be grateful for those boots for sure.
Yes, yep.
All right. If anybody has any other questions or wants a recap of that list, how can they get a hold of you?
Yeah. Please feel free to give me a shout. So you can call the Paola Extension Office at 913-294-4306 or shoot me an email. My email is kbarth25@ksu.edu. Like I said, this is kind of a passion of mine. I've actually worked with a group of agents out in the Southwest County of Kansas, and we are actually certified in the ATV training program. And so one thing we are trying to pick up and bring to the youth of Kansas is this training program. I was able to actually host one last year, and we are traveling throughout the state, so it might be a couple years before I can bring it back to our area. But there are trainings available for youth to get the basic safety components of driving ATVs. So I know of some families personally that their youth have been in accidents. So I know I've repeated this a couple times, but we just want you guys to be safe and we want you to come home safe and sound.
Absolutely. And when those classes do return, I think that'd be probably a pretty good report to have right there, talking about getting that set up. Okay, well, thank you very much for the information, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
All right, have a good one.
You too. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Flory.